This is the GCN Radio Network.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, my friends, we're into the third hour, the final stretch. Hope you'll stay with us. We got Paul Joseph Watson, author of Order Out of Chaos, elite sponsor, Terror in the New World Order, on with us to talk about, well, September 11th and some of the key issues that need to be discussed. It's back in the news because the Bush White House won't release a bunch of subpoenaed, well, they're threatening to subpoena the information, refusing to release it to the congressionally impaneled whitewash committee. So we'll get into Hagel and Keene and others that are involved in that, and just a plethora of other surveillance and Big Brother news in this third hour. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We're talking to Ann in Texas. She brought up how they're trying to crack down on any type of natural medicine or even people that give massages or over in Europe, and now in this country they're trying to ban, restrict vitamins. They'll talk about something like ephedrine that's very dangerous, but then try to pass a law to restrict over-the-counter vitamin C. Continuing with your comments, Ann, go ahead.
Well, one thing about it that really bothers me is that at the same time that they're going and they're doing all of these things to try to discredit natural medicine techniques that have been working for thousands of years with little to no side effects, they're plugging drugs all over the airwaves. You cannot turn on broadcast or even cable.
You can't turn this. Hey, ma'am, you can't turn this broadcast on without hearing it. It is everywhere, pushing all these prescription drugs. Some are good, some are bad. The point is, the bad ones are worse than illegal drugs. That's a great point, Paul.
Well, yeah, and obviously you've covered, Alex, how they're now sending out Prozac in the mail. So all these bad drugs are being pushed on people while the alternative health industry is being suppressed.
Yeah, you just open your mailbox and there's a bunch of Prozac in the big Dallas lake, high levels of Prozac, and high levels of it in the fish. I mean, that takes massive ingestion for that to be secreted into the supply. Comments to that, Ann?
It's very obvious. I mean, and one thing that you've mentioned on previous shows is your allergies. And I just can't, I mean, there's not a day that goes by if I'm watching television that I don't see commercials for at least four separate allergy things. And one of them, they're saying that side effects may include colds. Okay, so you're going to get rid of your allergies by suppressing your immune system and making yourself sick. Where does that make sense?
Well, I only get allergies about a month out of the year, and they're horrible, but I know what people are suffering through, and absolutely. In fact, I always go to Whole Foods or Central Market and get their natural remedies, and those seem to work better than even prescription pills.
I become a firm believer many years ago in as little medicine as possible. But I keep saying, these things here, they are natural. They have worked for thousands of years. They were even found in the Bible. The herbs, even massage, is found in the Bible. You will lay your hands on the sick, and they will be healed. How much more blatant can you be than that?
All right. Well, thank you for the call. I appreciate that, and that is an important issue. They want us dependent. They want us under their control, Paul. They want control of the water with fluoride. They want control of our medicines. They want control of every industry to get us into these compact cities. What's their plan once they've got us under their control, Paul?
Well, that most people say that, I mean, with relation to the allergies thing, is that, I mean, we occasionally publish pictures from orbiting satellites where these chemtrails are just swayed across entire countries.
Allergies were almost non-existent 40 years ago.
But then people balance that by saying that, oh, the government's just trying to protect us by protecting the ozone layer, when, in fact, the recent analysis of these chemtrails is that they, in fact, increase temperature on the ground. And so, obviously, the government's agenda is not to protect us, and as these chemtrails increase, so we see that the allergies increase.
And now they're saying, despite all the emissions reductions and all the rules, they're going to have to get worse. It isn't stopping the global warming. Record temperatures. We've got to take all your rights away now. Absolutely. Paul, stay there. When we get back, we'll go right into the 20 smoking guns of 9/11. Just run right through them in rapid succession. And then we'll get into the White House trying to block the release of a bunch of evidence Why are they doing that? And when's the next 9/11 going to take place? Stay with us.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Oh my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Yes, it's true. For a limited time, our doctors are prescribing drugs for free. Our doctors are prescribing the most popular diet pills, muscle relaxers, sleeping pills, and Viagra. You heard it right. Free prescriptions over the phone for painkillers, migraine relief, anti-anxiety, allergy relief, and heartburn relief. The list goes on and on. Free prescriptions for hair loss, birth control, antidepressants, acne creams, and herpes medication. Did I mention free diet pills and Viagra prescriptions? This is a limited time offer. Our doctors will not be prescribing drugs over the phone for free and shipping them overnight to your door for much longer. If you don't call 1-800-615-7094 right now, you may miss out forever. To participate in this limited time offer and have your drugs prescribed over the phone for free, you need to call 1-800-615-7094 now. That's 1-800-615-7094 for drugs like Phentermine, Ambien, Fiorasit, Sama, Ultram, Viagra, and many more. Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late. 1-800-615-7094 for free prescriptions.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here introducing you to the Black Berkey Replacement Element. They're new and they're more powerful than any gravity filter element on the market. These powerful filters fit most gravity filter systems and can be installed in minutes. Black Berkey Replacement Elements are so powerful they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites to non-detectable levels. The trihalomethanes and volatile organic chemicals such as atrazine, styrene, chloroform, and MTBE are removed below detectable limits. Black Berkey filter elements also reduce nitrates and unwanted metals such as lead, mercury, and aluminum. Yet the Black Berkey filter elements leave in the nutritional minerals that your body needs. And the Black Berkey filters are reclaimable. Simply brush them up with Scotch-Brite pads. Normally $48 each, you get a 2-pack for only $91 or a 4-pack for only $173. Get the powerful Black Berkey replacement filters now by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4430. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438. Protect your family.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
It is the 28th day of October, 2003. I'm Alex Jones and my compadre, Paul Watson, the webmaster of PrisonPlanet.com and author of Ordered Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order, is our guest. Let's go through the 20 smoking guns of 9/11 that you've chosen. And again, the Philadelphia News, and you can read it, it was clear, basically wrote a clone of this, which is good. We see this all over the place, that the mainstream media is a lot of times getting their research from us. And I know you're going to repost this article at PrisonPlanet.com so folks can go read it. But number one, why is it important to keep the reality, the true story of 9/11 and the real questions and the real answers alive out there? Why is it important that we not get fatigue on this issue and start ignoring it and kind of accepting whatever the mainstream media says, Paul?
Well, as I mentioned earlier, a lot of people get burnt out on a particular story after, well, it's been 2 years now. And we see all these stories coming out about so-called the planes being holograms and things like that. And yet, we've been covering for 2 years, and we got all the articles archived, the fact that not only was prior knowledge confirmed, actual involvement was confirmed without getting into all these wild theories about holograms. And in fact, Insight magazine, the Washington Times affiliate, did an article a few months ago now about how the FBI still refuses to go into any details or confirm that the 19 named hijackers were the ones that carried out the attack. And so immediately after that start to become apparent that these 19 hijackers, I mean, obviously seven or more are still alive, after that became apparent, we saw a shift in the emphasis, and we had all these so-called leaders of the attack brought out, the masterminds of September 11th, so they could focus the public's attention on them, people like Khalid Mohammed and Ramzi Bin
Al-Sheikh. By the way, they claim they killed, you know, 2 years ago, they killed him 6 months ago, they killed him again. He just, you know, they're killing Saddam over and over again, his sons over and over again. They don't even come up with new names or new boogeymen.
Well, yeah, and the latest on this, of course, is the fact that Zakarias Moussaoui's trial, the so-called 20th hijacker who was supposed to be on the Pennsylvania plane, his trial's completely collapsed because the government couldn't prove that he had any links to the attack. Well, why? Because, and this is what the mainstream media isn't reporting, is that the reason for the trial's collapse is the fact that Moussaoui called two so-called al-Qaeda leaders, the ones that the media had shifted the emphasis onto, to testify on his behalf, as I said, Ramzi Bin Al-Sheib and Khalid Mohammed, who had supposedly been captured months before. And it in fact turns out that Ramzi Bin Al-Sheib's capture was staged. We had the photos of him supposedly being captured. It obviously wasn't him.
And by the way, in a lot of these so-called top al-Qaeda arrests, they later, you see in the Reuters or foreign papers, and it's admitted but never discussed here, that, oh, it was a staged arrest by the CIA. This guy's an operative.
I mean, well, yeah, we can look at, I think it's Al-Zahiri, who, so, you know, he featured in the latest Bin Laden video when he was arrested, supposedly, in February 2002, and yet he appears on this video, which the CIA then authenticate as being real. And with Khalid Mohammed, it turned out, according to the Asia Times and other respected newspapers, that he'd been killed in a siege on his apartment a year before his so-called arrest. And so that is why the government had to cancel the Moussaoui trial, because these so-called leaders that Moussaoui had called to testify weren't in the custody of the U.S. government.
All right, let's go over, and I'm not going to interrupt, just go through the 20 guns, the 20 smoking guns, the key evidence that you think's most important, and of course, these are all covered in the videos and the books, but in more detail, but go over the 20 smoking guns, Paul.
Well, major tenet of this is those two independent Newsweek reports, which were basically just two tiny paragraphs in broader articles. One stated, quote, on September 10th, Newsweek has learned a group of top Pentagon officials suddenly cancelled travel plans for the next morning, apparently because of security concerns. And they again repeated this assertion by stating that Newsweek has learned that while U.S. intelligence received no specific warning, of course that's not true, the state of alert had been high during the past 2 weeks, and particularly urgent warning may have been received the night before the attacks, causing some top Pentagon officials to cancel a trip. And they ask the question why that same information was not available to the people who died on the planes. So again, just two tiny paragraphs basically admitting that the Pentagon knew the night before and cancelled travel plans into New York. Another one of the major situations which I focus on, which shows that, I mean, the intelligence agencies must have known, because we had the case, and this was reported in MSNBC, where on September 6, 5 days before the attack, an English class was taking place in New York to a group of Pakistani immigrants, and they were discussing world events in this class, and the teacher asked a freshman, what are you looking at? And the youth was looking out of the third floor window of the class towards Lower Manhattan, in which the World Trade Center was visible. And he stated that those towers wouldn't be there in a few days. And notice that, I mean, he's saying that they won't be there. He's not saying that that is going to be attacked. He's saying that the towers won't be there completely. Obviously, they collapsed. And so the FBI and the authorities didn't actually question this individual until after the attacks. And we had also in this same context street traders in Egypt who were going home to practice on flight simulators about flying planes into buildings, and this was common knowledge on the market streets of Egypt in August 2001, and that was reported by Newsmax. So the question there is if basically all these Middle Eastern communities and these Muslim communities knew what was going to happen, then how could the most sophisticated intelligence agencies in the world not know what was about to happen?
Paul, you need to go ahead and keep going, bro.
Okay.
I mean, I'm going to physically keep myself away from the microphone so you can talk or I'll interrupt you. Go ahead.
Okay. Also a case which was reported once, as in the case of the Pentagon officials. We had a 29-year-old Iranian deportee who was imprisoned in Germany, and he tried to phone the authorities days before the attack, saying that an imminent attack on the World Trade Center was going to happen. And Germans refused to pass on the information. Obviously, we have other information which has come out which said that the Germans directly warned Bush that the World Trade Center was going to be attacked days before. So these individual cases of Middle Eastern people warning that there was going to be attack. Also, we mentioned earlier that the emphasis has shifted away from the hijackers. BBC reported that at least four of the hijackers were still alive, particularly Waleed Al-Shiri, who was supposedly part of the hijack team which crashed American Airlines Flight 11 into the North Tower of the World Trade Center. He came out after the attack in Casablanca to protest his innocence in Morocco. And we have other Saudis who have been named coming out, going to the Saudi embassy saying, you know, what on earth's going on? How could I be part of a suicide hijacking team when I'm still alive? Even the so-called leader, Mohammed Atta, his father, Mohammed Al-Amir Atta, basically is out, and I see these stories every few months, saying that his son keeps phoning him up and telling him that he's okay. The first instance was September 12th. Atta phoned his father and said that he was okay, and on subsequent occasions after that. And of course, to go along with this, we have the ludicrous stories about how these so-called Islamic fundamentalists were out in Hollywood the night before the biggest terrorist operation in history, getting drunk, basically, which is obviously against all the tenets of the Islamic faith. So we have the hijackers in a strip club the night before the attack getting drunk, according to the official timeline of events.
I would also throw in there on your first point, we have Mayor Willie Brown being told now by Condoleezza Rice not to fly to New York that day. We have the writer of the Satanic Verses being told, and this is in the Times of London, being told for the month of September not to fly to New York for his, quote, safety by the FAA. The Times of London called and said, did you really order Salman Rushdie not to fly? And they said, yeah, for his safety. And then you also have Ashcroft, who quit flying commercial about 2 months before 9/11. Go ahead.
Yeah, Willie Brown, actually, his security staff found out late September 10th, the evening, that flying into New York on the morning of September 11th wouldn't be a good idea, and Brown had already gone to bed by this point. So when he awoke on September 11th, obviously an hour later, he saw the scenes of the World Trade Center, and then, only then, he found out that his flight was cancelled because he was due to fly in. And Brown will not comment on that to any degree afterwards. We have numerous examples of how Al-Qaeda, or, you know, the Al-Qaeda which exists outside of the CIA, was infiltrated by secret service agents of numerous governments before September 11th.
Well, we have the cars, the credit cards, the homes of the supposed hijackers paid for. We have the hijackers trained at U.S. military bases, not at flight schools.
Yeah, and this Moroccan secret service agent, Hassan Dabou, broke cover in just before 9/11 to warn his bosses that Al-Qaeda was plotting, quote, something spectacular in New York, and he'd infiltrated Al-Qaeda and found out that this was what was going to happen. He tried to warn Washington but got no response whatsoever.
Also, the only member of the Taliban that was high level that was captured and kept, all the others were released, was the religious leader who warned the U.S. weeks before. We'll be right back. Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones. You know that Berkey water filters have become the standard of excellence by which all other water filtration systems are measured. The Berkey Light gives you the freshest, cleanest water possible from the world's most revolutionary water filtration system. The self-sterilizing black Berkey elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, volatile organic chemicals, trihalomethanes, radon-222, and much, much more. Its rechargeable 8-lamp bright white LED lighting system provides the ideal source of emergency light. The lights can run all night on a single charge, and it is bright enough to read by. This provides a relaxing and ambient nightlight and allows for optimum use during emergency conditions. The Berkey Light's revolutionary transparent design takes the guesswork out of refilling because you can see the water level at all times. Get the Berkey Light, the standard of excellence, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll free at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
GCNLive.com. That's the website where you'll find out what's new at Genesis. GCNLive.com has updated information on how and where to listen to all your favorite Genesis programs. At GCNLive.com, you can obtain a copy of our AM and FM affiliate stations, what shortwave frequencies or satellites your favorite host is on. At GCNLive.com, you can print schedules of our programming to pass on to friends and coworkers. GCNLive.com is the website for all of the information you'll need to stay tuned in to the GCN Radio Network. GCNLive.com. Bookmark it today. Our founding fathers wrote down for all time our most precious documents of freedom. The Declaration of Independence, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. These are the purest forms of our country's freedom before the thousands of politicians got their hands on them. The Declaration in Washington, D.C. can barely be read. It has faded that much. Now is your chance and your patriotic duty to have it in your home or office. We bring them to you by using an 11-step process, reproducing these historic documents in exacting detail on antiqued parchment paper all ready for framing. But you don't just get the Declaration, which sells for over $100 when framed, but all four documents for just $24.95, shipping included. And as a special gift for ordering now, you will also receive a commemorative U.S. Constitution proof silver dollar with your order. Call now toll-free 800-686-2237 and order the Documents of Freedom. Don't wait. Do it today. The number 800-686-2237.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Weekday mornings and weekday afternoons from 11 to 2 Central. We're here live and then back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson, my webmaster at PrisonPlanet.com, a great researcher, also an author. And Eric in Connecticut and others, your calls are coming up in the next segment. If you want to join us on air on this live Tuesday transmission, it's 1-800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. Paul, accelerating through these 20 smoking guns so we can get to calls and talk about some big brother initiatives that are now in the mainstream media. One from the National Geographic report about how, oh, they're going to look through all your walls with these tethered blimps and stuff, but it's for your safety. But continuing with 9/11, then we'll get into some of the blocking of the subpoenas right now that's taking place.
Well, two of the smoking guns that I featured in my article relate to characters who you had actually on your show, Alex. Obviously, we've got David Shippers. And again, I have to emphasize that these things that we're talking about kind of got buried by these talk about holograms and missiles and things. And, well, it's very interesting to look at those. The confirmed things are, in fact, buried, and there's no further investigation into them. But with David Shippers, who was obviously involved in the Clinton impeachment case, before September 11th, Shippers represented disgruntled FBI agents who were seething because they'd been pulled off terrorism-related investigations.
And they were threatened with arrest if they blew the whistle.
Yeah, Robert Wright came out in June of 2002 and said that he'd been threatened by arrest. This obviously goes back to W199I, which we've covered in the past. But
and then they throw out a shill, Kathleen Rowley, who's a side issue, and they talk about how good she is and her courage, and it's some little whitewash nothingness, ignoring dozens of other military intelligence officers, FBI, and David Shippers was on the dais via phone hookup. They had Larry Klayman, Judicial Watch, and this FBI agent, Robert Wright, started crying. And Shipper said, all I can say is we'll be arrested if we tell you what we know, but the Bush's vacation with the Bin Ladens, that's all I can say.
Yeah, the Rowley thing was just some generalized memo that got released in August 2001 saying that Al-Qaeda would hijack airliners. I mean, we've got specifics in more depth than that, and yet she wins Time Whistleblower of the Year.
And there were hundreds of mainstream news articles for 5 years before the event.
Yeah, with relation to Shippers, he had been told by these agents that there was going to be a massive attack on Lower Manhattan by the end of the year, 2001. And he was frantically trying to arrange this meeting with John Ashcroft right up until about a month before the attack. And Ashcroft made it clear to his underlings that he was not interested in the information, and so...
But right around that time, he stopped flying commercial for terrorism reasons. You also add to that the Deputy FBI Director John O'Neill blowing the whistle, told British and French papers that, quote, they're going to let the attacks take place so they can, quote, get the oil. He ends up dead in the building.
Yeah, and as you mentioned, Ashcroft was not flying commercial, as reported by CBS News, since July 2001. Another guest that you had on the show was Michael Springman, who worked in the Visa Bureau in Jeddah, Saudi Arabia. And Springman related the fact that he was ordered to issue visas to known Al-Qaeda members so they could participate, in his words, in, quote, terrorist training run by Osama bin Laden and the CIA.
They also followed, yes, this is the head embassy person, and then they also followed Al-Qaeda out to the Malaysia summit and then forced the heads of the embassy to let the terrorists back in. And then the embassy people that got the orders, they got record bonuses, record cash bonuses.
Yeah, the Washington Times reported that record bonuses were awarded, and these were the same people that had let Khalid al-Midahar and Nawaf al-Zameh, who were supposedly on board Flight 77, which hit the Pentagon, visas, because they left for Malaysia for this so-called Al-Qaeda summit, went to flight schools afterwards and were allowed back into the country, then moved into the home of this Muslim FBI informant, and we've got that whole case. And so the FBI knew that they were allowing these Al-Qaeda members back into the country, and these two individuals specifically, al-Midahar and al-Zameh, already been linked with the October 2000 bombing of the U.S. Cole by CIA analysts. So why on earth didn't the CIA and the FBI tap this agent that was living with these two Al-Qaeda members for information prior to...
Well, it just so happened the FBI was paying for their cars and credit cards, too, from coast to coast.
Yeah, and that was reported by ABC News that other informants, aside from this informant who was the landlord of these hijackers, had desperately tried to alert the FBI that these terrorists were taking flight lessons in the USA.
Okay, how many of the 20 guns is that?
That's about half of them so far.
Okay, we'll accelerate through the others and get the calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back on the other side. You do not want to miss this info.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Maca is a small turnip-like root plant that grows at 12 to 14,000 feet on the Andes Mountains in Peru. The tuberous plant benefits from the purest air, sunlight, and rain in the world. Only recently has science discovered that maca is a living storehouse with an extraordinary range of vitamins, minerals, and sterols. Research has indicated both men and women can benefit from maca supplementation with increased energy, stamina, and endurance levels, increased libido, which helps prevent impotence, relief of menopausal, premenstrual, and PMS discomfort, helps relieve or eliminate hot flashes and night sweats. It also helps prevent osteoporosis and joint pain. Get your maca from Cliff Scott Enterprises at a price and quality that few can match, because we get our maca fresh from the growers in Peru. Call 800-569-4340 for incredible savings. Call 800-569-4340 or visit on the web at cliffscott.com.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America. Get the Berkey Light, the American water filter, for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Got $3 in your pocket? Want $1 million in term life insurance coverage? Call Term Busters now. Rates are low right now. Call and compare. For example, a man age 45, non-tobacco user, issue preferred, $1 million of coverage is only $75 a month, level for the next 10 years. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. If you're a smoker, we have great rates for you too. Call Term Busters now. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692. We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. Remember, $1 million in term life insurance coverage for as little as $3 a day. Call right now. Operators are standing by. 800-430-6692. 800-430-6692.
Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to go back to Paul Watson. And, of course, we'll also get to Ken and Charles and many others that are patiently holding. If you want to talk to Paul Watson or myself, Alex Jones, it's 1-800-259-9231. We've got 10 more of the smoking guns. We're just going to read them off real quick. I should do another three-hour show on 9/11. Probably done 10 of those shows. And then had dozens of other shows that, you know, part of the broadcast has been about 9/11. I interviewed Stanley Hilton first, Bob Dole's former chief of staff, the guy that said that Bush was behind 9/11, not prior knowledge of it. And by the way, I heard he was on C-SPAN for 30 minutes laying out all this last week. I didn't see it. If you've got a tape, I'm begging you, send it to me. We'll send you some free books out or something. But before we go back to Paul Watson, I do want to encourage everybody out there to get my new video, The Matrix of Evil, about 2 hours, 10 minutes long. We interview Congressman Ron Paul, Congresswoman Cynthia McKinney, excerpts of three of my best speeches and latest speeches. We also interview Colonel Craig Roberts. We interview Frank Morales, an expert on the police state. We got news clips, government documents, just about world government, world depression, what the globalists are planning, what they're doing. Cynthia McKinney talks about government-run white slavery rings, 9/11 political assassination. It's an incredible video, the newest video. It just came out last week. We're about to start shipping these babies out to you. And the film is done, being mass-produced. You need to get The Matrix of Evil. Order it now. Get it first. It's $25.95, and your purchase supports this broadcast. When you order three or more of any of the 10 titles I've made, whether it's Road to Tyranny, Police State 3, Masters of Terror, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, they drop down to $20 a piece. That's a big discount. So please take action. You want to get Paul's new book that I published, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror, and the New World Order. There's no garbage, no propaganda. It's all real stuff you can prove. Government-sponsored terror all over the world, three chapters on 9/11, condensed hardcore info. Here's the toll-free number to get the books, the videos, the T-shirts, the bumper stickers, the deception dollars, any of it. 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or prisonplanet.com or infowars.com to order, or just write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Don't wait. Get the films, get the books, get the tapes. Get them out now. Again, 888-253-3139 or 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Over the next 4 minutes, before we go back to Paul and your calls, I want to bring up Debbie Morrow, the lady who answers the phones at New Millennium Concept, a great lady, a great Christian lady who, again, has a lot of different specials, a lot of different products for you, the Berkey Light, the stainless steel British Berkey, the new Black Elements. And right up where she lives in Dallas, they just found massive levels of Prozac in the water, in the fish. There's herbicides, pesticides, fluoride, all forms of parasites, trash in the water. Stop drinking it, folks. Stop it. Take the Berkey Challenge. Drink this clean, high-quality water out of the best filter I know of in existence, with the highest standards, tested by major universities. Drink out of this for a month and try to drink tap water. It'll make you sick. Debbie, thanks for coming on. You got a couple different specials to offer folks today. And yes, the purchase of the filters also funds our global shortwave outreach. Welcome, Debbie.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me. The specials are available for a few more days, and so I did want to remind everyone out there that this is a great time to get your orders in, especially with the holidays coming. I know a lot of people might like to buy these for gifts for people.
Exactly. And even if you already have a Berkey, at least buy sports bottles for the grandchildren. That cleans out almost all the garbage. The big Berkey does get it all out, but you know, the smaller little sports bottles, you just pour your ice water right in. It comes right out. It's delicious. I know my wife uses it at restaurants. So do I. And, yeah, people might look at you like you're crazy, but so what? Stop drinking the poison. Take control of your life. You got a lot of different stuff to offer.
We do. We do have a lot of things to offer. And one thing in particular is the personalized service that we give to every single one of your listeners. And that is such a really big deal in today's society, that you're not just a number with us, but every single customer, all your concerns that you have. You know, I think I've talked to every single customer in the last 5 years, and it makes a difference, you know, when people have questions or concerns about their product.
The new Berkey Light Black Berkey system is made right here in America. The stainless steel Berkeys and systems made in England, so you're at least keeping it in the West. In the industrialized world, what are the two specials that are about to run out in a few days?
Okay, we have the Berkey Light with the lights, and you can choose either white or blue lights with that. You get the solar attachment, a KDF shower filter, an auxiliary battery adapter, and then you have the choice of either two Berkey sport bottles or two bottles of potassium iodate, or you can get one of each. And so total retail value of $471, but we have it discounted at the special price of $383, so you get a saving of $88.
And for those that don't understand, this comes with a high-quality solar panel that will plug into the LED light array that's built into the base of the filter. It'll charge up radios. It'll run your cell phones. This is a survival buoy or system. It's a great deal. Top of the line, big water filter that'll do 30 gallons a day if you need it, or only use two of the Black Berkey elements. It'll do 15 or so gallons a day. Then you'll have replacements after the tens of thousands of gallons that'll do. You've got the smaller sport bottles for, what, $35?
Correct.
You've got the potassium iodate in case there's a radiological event. Number one cause of death is that getting into the thyroid. What if folks have other gravity-fed systems? They know they're not as good as Big Berkey, or they've worn out their elements. You've got the Black Berkey elements with the adapters for other systems or for older Berkey, British Berkey systems.
That's correct. And the other special that we have is getting four of the Black Berkey purification elements to replace in your older systems. And that's a retail value of $192. And with that, you get either a free KDF shower filter or a free Sport Berkey. So, you know, it's a total retail of $241, but with the special, you get it for $192. And it really is great that these filters do fit in the other units.
What if folks just want a bunch of sports bottles for the grandkids?
If you want a bunch of sport bottles for the grandkids, you give me a call and I'll work up a good price. They're normally $39 a piece, but, you know, I'm always good to figure out how we can do it if you want to get 5 or 10 of them.
Absolutely. She does great deals. Here's the number. She's there right now. 1-888-803-4438, and you make this broadcast possible, and you get the poison out of your life. 1-888-803-4438. Give Debbie Morrow a call. Debbie, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex. Bye-bye.
Take care, my dear. 1-888-803-4438. Don't procrastinate, folks. This is a big area of your life. Your body's 70% water. 1-888-803-4438. Or go to Infowars.com, left-hand side. You can look at the Big Berkeys, Berkey Lights, different specials, and then call the number. Paul Watson, we got a bunch of callers here that want to talk to you, and I want to get to them, and thanks for holding. Accelerate through, for the listeners, the final 10 smoking guns. And, of course, there's hundreds of these, over 500 listed on Prison Planet, over 200 listed on Infowars in the 9/11 archive research sections, and a lot of links to other great websites doing research, but the final 10 smoking guns quickly, then we'll go to these calls.
Okay, well, let's go ahead and condense it down. On the morning of September 11th, the CIA was running a drill which centered around the scenario of planes crashing into government buildings. And, of course, in yet another extraordinary coincidence, the CIA said that the operation had been planned for months but was cancelled as soon as the real attack unfolded, which is obviously how they got NORAD to stand down, because when it was announced that the planes had been hijacked, word would have come down that it was just a CIA drill and not to respond. So that's how NORAD
took their orders. A CIA drill of Lower Manhattan and D.C. being hit.
Yeah, and it was obviously released in the Associated Press to counter the evidence of people like Stanley Hilton, who you mentioned earlier, who were coming out and saying that they deposed top NORAD officials that said that this was the case. Then, obviously, we talked about the hijackers earlier and the so-called ringleaders that they'd focused attention on. Well, the financer of the ringleaders, Pakistani ISI Director General Mahmood Ahmad, instructed his minions to hotwire $100,000 to the named 911 lead hijacker Mohammed Atta. And Times of India and Washington Post reported that General Mahmood Ahmad, who had hotwired this money to the lead hijacker, was meeting with Porter Goth and Skull and Bones member Senator Bob Graham on the very morning of September 11th, and also he was meeting before September 11th with people like Colin Powell, and this was the supposed lead financier of the hijackers.
Only so, his second trip in his life to the U.S., and that whole week running up to it, meeting with Powell, meeting with the Intelligence Committee people, and at the very same time that morning while they're having breakfast, this was in the New York Times, a reporter, a staffer walks in and goes, "We're under attack." They go, "We already know," and laughed.
And then we've got, as reported by Washington Times, Radio France International, the United Press International, July 4th to July 14th, 2001, Osama bin Laden was being treated for kidney infection at the American hospital in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. And on multiple occasions, according to the eyewitnesses at the hospital, he met with a CIA station chief called Larry Mitchell, and out of the London Evening Standard, who reported on this, they stated that bin Laden gave the CIA agent precise information regarding an imminent attack on New York. And of course, the major smoking gun is the fact that Andrews Air Force Base is only 10 miles from the Pentagon, and that they had squadron-ready F-17s ready to intercept any aircraft, and yet even after the second plane had hit, they refused to send any of them out, and finally they did so from Otis Air Force Base, which was obviously located 70 or more miles away. And we've had on the website since then a list of US military air bases which had squadron-ready F-17 aircraft, F-117s, which were ready to scramble. And it was over an hour before they knew that Flight 77 hit was headed for the Pentagon, hijacked, over an hour before they scrambled any aircraft to intercept it, which was obviously standard operating procedure, going back to the case of Payne Stewart, the golfer, whose Learjet was confirmed hijacked within 10 minutes it was intercepted. And so it is a stand down across the board, in direct contrast to standard operating procedure. And remember that most people say, oh well, that needs a presidential mandate, but that's not the fact. Fact is, they need a presidential mandate to shoot down the aircraft, not to intercept, and yet it was over an hour before Flight 77 was called to intercept, even though they knew it had been hijacked.
And that's why Bush, the Times of London photos, before he went out and gave the little goat story at the middle school, at the elementary school, watching the smoking buildings, he knew in the hotel, in the limo, on his way there, in the green room, he had to stay incognito so that they couldn't come to him and say, you got to do something. And then he also had the staged event of their learning it with the media.
And then we've got Cheney and Rumsfeld in the bunker directing the response to the attack.
Now, that's now come out in a testimony that as the hijacking began, the White House was already on the phone with NORAD, FAA, and others. And then we hear, and this was ABC News, that Cheney, but they won't release what he was saying, was on the loudspeakers commanding and telling people in the entire shadow government what to do.
Yeah, and it came out in that Insight magazine report as well. There were people running in and asking Cheney what to do, and he said, just don't do anything, just don't do anything. And so that was the official response, complete stand down.
And people were about to not follow orders, so Cheney, imagine, over loudspeakers in all these bunkers, telling people to stand down.
And then obviously to cap it off, we have the record number of put options, which is speculation that the stock of a company will fall, placed on American United Airlines in the days preceding September 11th. And in light of this, we had reports coming out before that airline stocks were set to fly, according to Reuters. So, of course, giving the precedent for people to back these airliners. But then we've got the whitewash, which came out afterwards with the New York Post reporting that it all traced back to these Middle Easterners, when in fact the reports that came out said that it traced right back to Alex Brown Deutsche Bank, which is directly linked to the CIA via Buzzy Krongard, who was, up until 97, the executive director of the CIA, standing to profit in the millions from these put options.
Now, the final smoking guns, because I want to go to some calls.
Well, we've gone through pretty much all of them there. There is 20 smoking guns, and obviously we said that this has been cloned on numerous mainstream newspapers. 20 from about 600, which we've got listed on PrisonPlanet.com in the prior knowledge archive. We categorize them and go right through the whole board, and I mean, I stopped counting after about 500 because it's such a proven case that, as we mentioned earlier, people are getting off into these wild theories about holograms. But we've got all the information confirmed mainstream on PrisonPlanet.com.
Oh, absolutely. Let's take some calls. Let's talk to Ken in Tennessee. Ken, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hey, Alex.
Yes.
Hey, I'll just say the 21st gun would be common sense, it seems to be.
Absolutely, yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. But I did want to talk about the Pentagon, because I think that's probably the highest surveyed place in the United States.
Yeah, most surveilled place in the United States, and no video of what really happened.
Exactly.
Well, go ahead, make your comments.
Well, just wanted to talk about that. Get a little nervous when I call on these shows, but the defense aircraft being told to stand down, the plane transponders, they didn't relay information to
and the government declaring national security on all the FAA tapes, the voice recorder's not working, firefighters being threatened, claiming that half the firefighter equipment malfunctioned in one tower. Turns out it didn't. They found bombs. That's on the tape. New York Daily News, Paul.
Well, yeah, in order out of chaos, I've got the actual transcript, which the New York Times released, which took from the firefighter tapes the fact that there were a few small fires that they needed to put out, and this was before the towers collapsed.
What made Building 7 fall? Which, by the way, was the CIA FEMA command bunker. Giuliani was in it.
The caller mentioned the Pentagon. Well, directly across the road from the Pentagon is a hotel which has video surveillance across the entire area. On September 12th, those tapes were seized by the FBI and have never been released. And obviously, it's one of the most highly photographed areas in America because it's a tourist hotspot as well. But none of those tapes ever released.
That's right.
It goes on and on. Anything else, Ken?
It looked like it was a demolition of the WTC buildings. It just came down like pancakes. Well, on top of the other, I didn't think it would fall like that.
Building 7 fell faster than a bowling ball, only by having lower floors disintegrated with high-power explosives could that happen. You have to disintegrate a building to make it drop faster than gravity. Or I guess the law of gravity, Paul, doesn't count anymore, right?
Well, neither does the testimony of Lou Caccioli, who said that there were bombs in the building.
Alex Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
The New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Oh, my God! I can't believe I got these drugs prescribed for free and shipped overnight to my door without seeing a doctor.
Call 1-800-615-7094 now before it's too late.
This is Pat Cooper. Tony DelVecchio is coming to this station very soon. Any day now. You're going to love his show.
That's All About This with your host, Tony DelVecchio, Saturday evenings from 9 to 10 p.m. Central Time, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Hi, Ted Anderson here. I'm happy to announce that the audience has increased over 200% this year, and our advertisers have sent testimonials complimenting the responsiveness. Sponsorship is critical at both local and national levels. If you have a business, product, or message that could benefit from this broadcast locally, call the station you're listening to. For national exposure, call 877-996-4327. Become a part of the Genesis team by calling your local station or call the national line at 877-996-4327.
got time to take two more calls. I guess Charles and Jim, and that's about it, because I wanted to, Paul's got about, well, some new info on Princess Diana murder, too. I just hope you get his book, Order Out of Chaos, Elite Sponsored Terror in the New World Order, at our toll-free number or website, because this work needs to get out there. It needs to be seen. That's my passion. That's Paul's passion. Let's talk to Jim in Pennsylvania. No. Charles in New York's first. Charles, go ahead.
Good afternoon, guys. You're doing a great job. Keep up the good work. This Thursday, I'm going to a lecture at the University of Rochester with a William Easterly. He was the senior advisor at the World Bank from 1985 to 2001. Now, I'm really interested in the put options surrounding 9/11, and there's going to be a question and answer at the end of his lecture.
Let me just tell you, six times over-the-record put options, not on airlines, but against American and United at a time when their stock was up. Paul?
Yeah, and we've got Chicago Board Options Exchange, which saw purchases of 4,744 put options on United Airlines, but only 396 call options, and similar case with American Airlines.
Can I get transcripts of these put options? Who bought them? Where the money? I mean, how can I
verify?
Well,
what you can get is the Associated Press and Reuters and Times of London articles in our 9/11 sections, but I guess you could get those if you looked hard enough.
Well, because the reason there was an article in Barron's a week after by a woman, and she said she was investigating it, and that's the last I ever heard of it.
Oh, yeah, we heard we'd be able to find out who did it, and then suddenly that story disappeared just like the anthrax. Thank you for the call. Let's talk to Jim in Pennsylvania. Last caller. Go ahead, Jim.
Hello, Alec.
Yes.
This I talked to a truck driver that was in Elkins, West Virginia on 9/11. He told me it was all over the talk radio and everything down there. That airplane that crashed or was shot down in Pennsylvania circled Elkins, West Virginia two or three times that morning.
Yeah, they all saw it happen, the explosion, the 4.5-mile debris field. Only
miles.
By blowing
it
up could that happen.
8-mile debris field, Errol. Alec locally reported 8 miles.
Well, 4.5 is what we've confirmed. I mean,
okay, and also I confirmed later on, I found out there's some kind of a navigation beacon for airplanes. It's one of the only ones in the country at Elkins, West Virginia. I'm thinking maybe that pilot might have regained control of his airplane and was trying to find out where he was at.
Well, again, that's speculation. There's so much stuff we can prove, we don't speculate much.
Well, we have to talk to people in Elkins and see what really happened down there.
I agree. Anything else?
That's it.
Thanks. You for the call. Paul Watson, Princess Diana, the murder.
Well, yeah, we had the interview last week where we went through all the evidence about how it was obviously a murder. The 17 traffic cameras turning off, the police radios dying. In light of the fact that Diana released this note saying that she would be killed, which was given to a butler, Paul Butler.
In a car accident, in a staged car accident.
The fallout from this in the British media was basically mostly a descent into tabloid trash. But what's more interesting is that there's been a stage backlash promulgated by the media in which the focus has been on Diana's sons, Prince William and Prince Harry, and how they feel betrayed by Burrell's revelations, and so that whole emotional baggage has been released to discredit Burrell and paint him as the bad guy. But it's interesting that the statement from the princes wasn't released from Buckingham Palace, it was released from Clarence House, which is the residence of Prince Charles. So obviously it's naive to think that a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old would release their own statements without
royal approval.
Also,
your polls are running 75% to 85% of the British people thinking that the House of Windsor basically killed them.
Yeah, and then we've got this new story coming out about how audio tape that Diana kept hidden in an antique box, which then mysteriously disappeared after her death, talks about how royals were seen raping one of the royal valets, George Smith, and this is all on audio tape, and it involves top royals. And so we've got this coming out at the moment, and we've got mainstream British papers like The Scotsman reporting that this new revelation, which Burrell refers to, could destroy the monarchy.
And that's on Prison Planet and InfoWars right now. Thank you, Paul Watson. Great job. Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2 Central, right here on this network, same station. God bless you all. Have a great day, the 28th.
Berkey water filters are the ultimate filters used worldwide for normal or hostile filtration environments to provide the most delicious, sparkling, clean water possible. The Berkey Light self-sterilizing sterilizer.